Why are there ridges on Reese's peanut butter cups? Probably so they never slip from her hands. Could you imagine? I'd lose it. Luckily, Reese's thought about that. Wonder what else they think about. Probably chocolate and peanut butter.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
She's taken off her dancing shoes and put on her judge's hat. You'll see her on Dancing with the Stars every Sunday on RT, RT 1:30 past 6. It is Karen Byrne. Karen, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, thanks for having me.
Listen, I'm delighted. I've been wanting to catch up with you for ages because I love yourself and Jake, all the stuff you do on your social media. And then I've been listening to the Carter Couch podcast and then I saw you elevate yourself to judge and I was like, let's get Karen on this show. So finally you're here. Well, first things first, before we go any further, are you safe? Is it where you are? And you're presumably in Dublin somewhere,
right? Yeah, I'm at home and it's gas because I'm looking out the window and the balcony above me, their sweeping brush is trying to escape. So right. I can just see a paw of a sweeping brush.
That's hanging down, safe. Right. Well, if that's the extent of the damage, I think you guys will be doing okay, in fairness, if it's just your neighbour's sweeping brush. And you still have power and everything and all like that. Obviously, if I have you on Zoom there, you must do.
Thank God, yeah.
Good. Okay, well, look, first things first, let's talk about the transition to being a judge, because obviously for years we've seen you as a dancer with so many brilliant partners and you've done so well as a dancer, but now you're a judge. How did this all come about?
You know, it's actually mad even the more I think about it. It was, I suppose, when I had Jason, I was going into, that was the seventh season of the show, and I just felt that obviously I loved every season, loved the challenge with all the different partners, but I did kind of have this itch in me to think, oh, I'd love to try something different within the show. So I actually said it laughing, probably last year. I said, oh, there's loads of space at that judge's table. I wonder, would they fit another chair as a joke? But kind of in my own head, I was like, I would love that. Yeah. But then it was just kind of something that came up in summer and asked me, am I actually serious with that? Would I like the idea? And like, if I'm honest, it was just the fact of getting a new challenge. Like every year. I felt with Jason, it was the perfect chapter to nearly close that book. I don't like to brag, but like, I won twice.
You did win twice. Once with Jake, one with Jason,
I was thinking, like, what's the odds of me able to win a tour time? And I am competitive and I don't like to go into anything without that mentality. So I did kind of put it forward and say it's something that I would love to challenge myself to do. And when I got the phone call to say, yeah, okay, we're going to have a chat about it, I was like, oh God. And then the first show when we done the kind of run through walking down the stairs, when I sat in the chair, I was like, oh, okay, this feels different.
I'd say it did feel different.
I was kind of like, well, there's no going back now. But you know, it was one of those things when I sat there, I was like, yes, I'm really nervous, it wasn't very nice, I'm not going to lie, but I thought to myself, this is the challenge that
this
I needed.
This is the challenge,
And I love the show and I love being part of it. I feel like I'm part of the furniture. So I was like, a new challenge, I asked for it, and I couldn't believe when they said yeah.
And how have you found it then, being a judge? Because obviously you know well what it's like for the dancers, as in the professional dancers, because obviously that's where you've been for seven seasons. But you also know what it's like for the contestants, you know, most of whom are not anything remotely close to a dancer. So does that kind of temper maybe some of the criticism or critique you give back to people, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've been on the show, I've had many, many partners, I've worn many t-shirts, done that. Like, I know exactly what a Monday morning is like, especially after getting really negative criticism on the Sunday. Sometimes, again, I know the judges are always coming from a good place and they want to make you better, but it can be hard. I mean, the work that the celebrities are putting in, people at home, they don't really see that. I mean, like, every year, your whole life is taken up by the show. So I want to help the celebrities as much as I can, being on the other side, because I've been there, done that.
Totally.
And like that, even down to Christmas, like, they didn't even have a Christmas this year. People don't see that. They see it on telly in January and think, ah, that was a grand dance, you could have done better. I'm constantly saying, you don't know how hard it is to get a non-dancer to move. And to get, like, in 5 days, you have to get them ready for television.
That's
which
it.
Is mental. And the fact they're putting themselves out there, all I can do is commend that.
Absolutely.
So I find it, my thing is, I actually find it hard to critique, because I know how hard it actually is in the studio during the week. So I want to keep giving them really positive feedback.
And what's, what strikes me, I think, every time I watch it, is the judges, and rightly so, are critiquing a particular dance. So be it the Foxtrot, the Paso Doble, whatever, the Jive, whatever it is. They're critiquing that, which 5 days beforehand, the celebrity had never heard of that dance, or if they'd heard of it, they didn't know what it was. They just heard the name. And all of a sudden they're like, you know, your knees need to be higher, or, you know, you just need to have a little bit more of this, whatever. I'm not, listen, I know that's the judge's job, because obviously they're there to judge the dancing. But also, as you said, they are literally got, they've got 5 days with a professional dancer to take them through something they've never had any experience of before, and then go and perform it live on television in front of millions. It's wild.
No, I couldn't have said it better myself. That's exactly it. Like, so you go in on a Monday morning and you're like, okay, so this week we have a salsa, and people are, they're looking at you going, yeah, all right, well, what is that? And then you get on Sunday and you can hear then, I would have liked a little bit more of this, a little bit more. I used to be thinking in my head, I'm happy we just got through the dance, yeah, to be honest.
That he or she remembered the steps and nobody fell over, and here we go, we've done it. Listen, there was a little bit of a trip, wasn't there, for poor Elaine the weekend, but she did well.
Oh, do you know, like, looking at her, I knew how they all are putting so much work in. So, but again, it's live television. Things like that can happen. I've been there. It's happened to me numerous times where, sure, it happened to us in the pro dances.
Yeah.
Everyone is not. Like, that happens. There's nothing you can do. So, for me, it was the fact that she kept going. And I could see she was, now, of course, she was thinking in her head, I can't believe I've just done that.
Yeah.
But she didn't stop dancing. And poor Dennis, our partner, I could hear him. He was screaming, come on, keep going, keep going. So I was kind of willing her on. I was like, keep going. So hopefully now this week, I think she's gonna come back to
the bank.
I think
so too. Elaine's amazing. Now listen, I love Jake. I've had him here on the show many times. I love Nathan. He's been in a lot of times. But the three of you guys together on the Carter Couch podcast, I think it's just, it's essential listening to me. It's just so funny all the time.
I feel like I just constantly slag the two of them.
You do.
And you know, what happens to me is, it's the same on Dancing with the Stars. Sometimes you forget other people are going to listen. So when Jake actually edits, or the producer, and they have the clip and they put it up on social media, I'm like, I can't believe I've said that. And everybody else can hear me saying that. And to be honest, I feel like in the Carter Couch in particular, I sound like I'm always giving out to Jake, but that's not really the case, I don't think.
See, that's the thing. Maybe it is. You just don't realise it. But like, look, that dynamic of a real relationship and the fun you can have with each other is one of the reasons, I think, why yourself and Jake are so loved and followed on Instagram and all the rest of the stuff. But then, obviously, then to transfer that with Nathan to the couch and to create a podcast out of it is brilliant. But yeah, look, you do give him a hard time. You're not engaged yet, for example. That's usually one of the things that you're...
Sorry, what's going on there?
And when Jake goes on tour, he does occasionally forget to get back to your text messages. These things happen. Like,
yeah, no, they do happen. But you know, the funniest thing I find is Nathan sitting in the middle of it, because he just literally laughs the whole time. But the idea came up over lockdown, because it was like a comedy sketch every day. The three of us trying to keep ourselves busy. And we just kind of felt, hang on, this dynamic might work. So it took us a while to get together. And again, like Nathan and Jake, they're always busy. They're always doing something. To get us in a room together every week was definitely challenging. But it was nice in a way to kind of keep your stories until you meet in that week.
Yes.
And then just spend the whole time laughing.
Brilliant. It is amazing. Well, I recommend everybody check it out. Now, I also want to bring up, I love tea. I'm obsessed with tea. I drink tea all the time.
Yeah,
Jake very kindly brought you a pot of tea to bed the other day. And you reckon a teapot is nicer than a normal cup of tea?
So Jake, I suppose I wouldn't be able to lie. He's very domesticated. Like, he is very good. And he always brings me a cup of tea when we get into bed. And the other night he brought me in an empty cup. And he normally does this joke where he's holding an empty cup and your cup of tea, and he goes to spill it over you. That's gone on about 6 years now. So I thought he forgot to do the joke. And then lo and behold, I see him walking in with a full teapot and then a whole carton of milk. And I'm looking, going, what? He said, oh, I'm after getting us a teapot. Like, this was at 10:30 at night.
Yeah.
How he thought of bringing in a teapot to bed, I don't know. But it is an ongoing thing that we do think. A teapot tea. Anyone listening is probably going to agree. A cup of tea out of a teapot is next level.
Okay, well, 087-4100-102. Are you with Karen and Jake on this? Is it better than a regular cup of tea? Let me know. 087-4100-102. I do a podcast myself with Neil Delamere, and we did a podcast episode with a guy who is, he's like the Simon Cowell of teacups, right? He knows everything there is to know about teacups and teapots. And I said the same thing to him. I said, listen, you know, I just lash a tea bag into a big giant Sports Direct mug and gulp that down. And his question to me in his beautiful posh accent was, Dave, do you not love yourself? I was like, okay. So maybe what you and Jake are doing is you're just giving each other, you know, the love you deserve by drinking tea out of a teapot.
That's it. No, it's not the teapot you put on the gas. I used to have one of those when I was
the big one. Yeah. No, not
this
that.
This was a posh, like what you call a
porcelain ceramic really or something. Yeah. Fancy. Very nice. Right, come here. Listen, I got to get to the quick fire round before I let you go because I know you're getting ready to be a judge on Dancing with the Stars at the weekend. But the quick fire round, I ask everybody these, Karen. So I'm asking you, what are you currently obsessed with?
Obsessed with avocados.
Really?
Yeah, I never used to, but now I love an old avocado.
Okay, and like, would you seek it out? You know what I mean? If you're going down for like lunch or brunch somewhere nearby, would you be going?
Yeah, I always look up who doesn't look up the menu before they go into a restaurant. Yeah. I don't sit in a restaurant and not. I know exactly what I want before I get there.
And usually avocados. Who's the most famous person in your phone and you're not allowed to say either of the Carter boys?
Oh, gee, it'd have to be Des Cahill.
Nice, Des. Top of the tree, in fairness. Okay, go back to when you were about 8 years old, second class in school. When you opened up your lunchbox, what was inside?
Oh, what was inside? Do you know I used to love a pepperami stick?
Oh, yeah, pepperami.
I love a pepperami. Did we have them back in those days?
Ah, we did, yeah, definitely. You're only a young one.
Old, we did, yeah. Now pepperami, I used to love that. And probably really random stuff, like it could be a few pickles or something.
Oh, interesting. Pickles and pepperami. I wouldn't like to be sitting beside you for lunch in second class. Smell out of you. And the final question I ask all my guests, Karen, is do you wash your legs in the shower? And the reason I ask it is because I don't.
Right, so that's a good question. I have, like, I don't know what it actually is called, but I just call it itchy leg syndrome.
Okay.
So, like, I constantly I put this on my Instagram one time, and Jay thinks I'm nuts. If we're in a hurry to go anywhere, and if I scrub my legs in the shower, you may forget that day out because I'll be at home, reefing my legs.
No way!
Yeah. So, if I'm being completely transparent, no, I don't scrub my legs. Unless it's before a show, and I'm in a bath, and I need to get the tan off.
Okay,
like an everyday shower. Is that wrong?
No, it's not. It's not wrong because I'm with you. And listen, I hear you. Look, obviously you're a professional dancer. There are days you're going to need to exfoliate the legs for whatever reason. But as I said,
you know all this.
Oh, listen, I'm well clued in. No chance. I'm talking about, just hop in the shower, as you said, before you go out to get some avocado on toast or whatever. You're not. And you have it seems like a medical reason not to do it. I just have I'm too lazy. I let gravity take care of everything else reason.
Yeah, if I didn't have that medical reason, now I would scrub.
Right, okay.
So I don't know if we're not scrubbing your legs.
Okay, yeah. I've got a lot of things to answer for, I think. Karen, it's so great to have you on the show. I've been looking forward to this chat for ages, and it was absolutely brilliant. Thanks so much for taking the time. Not at all. The pleasure. And best of luck at the weekend on the show.
Thank you.
See you, Karen. So bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.